person.
Uh-huh.
And the electricity is just, yeah. Yeah. But,
sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
While I was thinking about it, I needed to say, because I knew.
How many people would be, what's a good number of participants for such a story?
Well, it would really depend on the story. Right now, the one I'm working on would involve Union, Virginia. If you're brave enough to do it, I know you can act, so I know you can do it. Another one that I've started too, mainly 3 to 4, maybe 5, depending on where Virginia might take one story that I'm working on.
So wait, the stories are just, okay, so adult fiction, fantasy?
It, basically, what it would be,
what it would be, would be...
But is this theater, or is
it's
this storytelling?
No, it's both, because what it would be is me telling a story, but interacting with that story.
Like an interactive story.
Exactly, as one of the actresses, and, you know, you in Virginia. So I would say... handsome young man playing on his guitar, and you could be on the stairs playing, and the audience has to visualize you in a park, even though you're on the stairs, they visualize you in a park.
Actually, that looks like an apartment building in the Bronx, yeah.
Okay. Well, we can put it there, too. It doesn't...
I wouldn't go into too much explanation.
I'm not.
I've been sitting here, and about 3 times I've already gone, you.
Well, I'm not, just because... Just because, but I'm trying to explain the easiest I can without giving away anything. And again, it, like, in no way, shape, or form would they invade any of our spaces at all. It's just the story that you're interacting with. You know, if I had enough people, you know, if I did a park scene, I'd have some people just walk around because they're in the park. You know, Punk is here and John's taking him for a walk. And it's a lot of fun, and it really gets us interactive stuff.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
It is, yes, it's very entertaining. It's very... The only reason it's erotic is because the audience has to think. They use their, so like, how do I explain it without showing it? Can I touch him? So I'm telling a story, and I say, spiritual mistress touches her patient. But can't resist. And then the story goes off and the audience has to think, what can't she resist? So they're using their minds to. And I know Richard would definitely be willing to be in it. By no means are you obligated. You know, I just know you're that, so.
Well, I mean, there's definitely projects. I'm more into post-apocalyptic zombie stuff. But,
you can help me write an exotic zombie story.
Oh,
I haven't had one going out there. I was helping
mind you, the eroticism of the slow movement of the zombies.
Hey, do you guys want to do more karaoke? Do you want to watch a movie?
Movie, honey.
Movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, wait, if it's just you and I, Loretta, at this point, I mean, we might as well. Oh, hey, wait, you guys don't have to leave yet, eh?
No, they have to leave.
No, you don't.